So this is just a short discussion, or at least talk about Singapore. So I posted some links to getting a job in Singapore, and I've found, in talks with people, that it's very friendly towards people looking for a job, depending on, your skill set and the job you're going for. I think the one story we had from a member was that she went there on a tourist visa, found a job through a recruiter, and was introduced to a couple of companies. One decided to hire her, and they applied for the work permit. So the system is online. As long as you have your documents, university degree, resume, and passport, you can apply, and then that'll start the system where the government asks the company that's going to sponsor you to submit their documents, and it can be done in 2 to 3 weeks, which is very fast and straightforward. So I posted some links for that. I think Singapore, the cost of living is high as far as rent. So some people live in a roommate situation, and that enables them to get a reasonable rent while not taking up more than a share of their salary that they want. So that's a little different from Tokyo, which gives you more choices for different levels of apartments. Of course, if you live farther away, it should be cheaper, but that's not always the case. So you do have room share scenarios. So you should look into where you might want to live before you go. Also, in terms of goals, once you get there, you can use your Japanese, so a Japanese recruiter can be very helpful. If you don't know Japanese, you should have another skill that causes you to stand out. One, because the visa system really measures you against locals, and so there's a set proportion of how many expats can be hired versus local candidates. That's all for today. Thanks for listening.